太平天国被骂了30年。
30 years of criticism of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom.
可人民英雄纪念碑上第二块浮雕刻的就是他们，有一个诡异的现象。
A second relief on the monument to the people's heroes depicts a strange phenomenon they had.
不知道你注意到没有？
Have you noticed?
近三十年来，
In the past 30 years,
太平天国在舆论场上的形象彻底翻了个面。
The image of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom has been completely turned around in the public opinion arena.
我上学时，历史课本对太平天国的评价非常正面。
When I was in school, the history textbooks about the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom were very positive.
将其描绘成一场既壮烈又令人惋惜的革命运动。
Depicted as a revolutionary movement that is both glorious and tragic.
可长大之后，
After growing up,
在上网一看，
I saw it on the internet.
太平天国变成了另一副面孔，愚昧、残暴，灭绝人性成了它的代名词。
The Taiping Heavenly Kingdom became a different face, filled with ignorance, cruelty, and the extermination of humanity, which became its hallmark.
而那些当年被历史审判的镇压者，
and those who were persecuted by history,
尤其是曾国藩，摇身一变成了千古第一。
Especially, Zhang Yuofen became the first in history.
完人说。
He said,
他文能提笔安天下，武能上马定乾坤。关于太平天国的纪录片，
He can write and draw to bring peace, and he can ride a horse to change the world. This documentary about the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom.
下面满屏都是带你了解不一样的。
Here are a variety of options to help you learn.
太平天国原来并非教科书宣扬的反帝反封建破坏力远远大于建设性。
The Taiping Heavenly Kingdom was not as destructive as it was portrayed in textbooks, and its destructive power was far greater than its constructive power.
有人将其定性为严重倒退的历史。
Some consider it a serious regression in history.
更有人直接称为彻头彻尾的流氓政权。
Some people even call a completely rogue regime.
总之，
In conclusion,
把洪秀全和太平天国妖魔化已经成为近三十年一股强劲的社会思潮。
To demonize Hong Zhiyuquan and the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom has become a strong social trend in recent decades.
可如果我们把时间拨回到1949年，
But if we rewind the clock to 1949,
会看到完全不同的历史评价。
You will see completely different historical evaluations.
1949年9月30日，
September 30, 1949,
第一届政协全体会议通过了树立人民英雄纪念碑的决议。
The first session of the CPPCC passed a resolution to erect the monument to people's heroes.
教员亲自起草碑文。
The teacher personally drafted the inscription.
并宣读。闭幕式后，
After delivering the closing remarks,
全体代表在天安门外举行奠基典礼。
All representatives held a foundation laying ceremony outside Tiananmen Square.
教员亲手直敲铲土，以表崇敬先烈。
Teachers personally hand-aimed and used tools to pay respects to the martyrs.
而纪念碑上的第二块浮雕，刻的就是金田起义。
The second relief on the monument is carved with today's uprising.
这第二块浮雕的主题经由第一届政协会议的形式正式确定。
The theme of the second relief was formally determined through the form of the first session of the CPPCC.
意味着金田起义的领导者和参加者 被赋予了与中国共产党领导的新民主主义革命英雄同样尊崇的地位。
This means that the leaders and participants of the Jianan uprising were given the same level of respect as the heroes of the new democratic revolution led by the Communist Party of China.
在1951年出版的《太平天国史稿自序》中
In the preface of the History of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom, published in 1951,
历史学家罗尔刚写道
According to historian Rollo,
太平天国之伟烈
The strengths and weaknesses of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom
故非秦汉以来
Since the Qin and Han dynasties
历次农民起义所得
The results of the past peasant uprisings
同日而语
Same day, same words
及后之辛亥革命亦远不足以望其项背。
Furthermore, the Xinhai Revolution was far from achieving its goals.
他更断言
He further asserted that
倘太平天国革命成功
If the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom Revolution succeeds
则中国必不至陷于半封建半殖民地。
Then China will not be limited to being half feudal and half colonized.
太平天国革命先烈
Taiping Heavenly Kingdom Revolutionary Heroes
反封建反侵略之伟大精神
The Great Spirit of Anti-Feudalism and Anti-Aggression
前仆后继
One after another
可歌
Saying
可期之壮烈牺牲
Heroic Sacrifice
实则永为中国人民所缅怀追思
In fact, he is always remembered and mourned by the Chinese people.
一个是国家最高政治协商会议确定的英雄地位。
One is the title of hero determined by the National People's Congress.
一个是30年来网络舆论中的妖魔化形象。
One is a demonized figure in public opinion for 30 years.
这中间的落差之大。
The gap between them
令人心惊
It's tearing.
那么太平天国到底有没有破坏
So, did the Taiping Rebellion actually cause destruction?
当然有任何一场席卷大半个中国
Of course, there are any events that sweep across half of China
持续14年的战争都不可能不造成破
A war that lasts for 14 years cannot but cause destruction.
问题在于
The problem is that
当我们评价这场运动时
When evaluating this movement
是把账全算在起义者头上
All the blame should be placed on the rebels
还是算在造成这场起义的那个腐朽王朝头上
Attributing the blame to the corrupt dynasty that caused the uprising.
我们更不能否认的是
What we can't deny is that
太平天国干成了汉人300年没干成的事
The Taiping Heavenly Kingdom accomplished what the Han Chinese had not been able to achieve in 300 years.
砸碎了满清的八旗军事体系
Destroyed the eight.Banner military system of the Qing dynasty
掏空了满清的中央权力
to drain the central power of the Qing dynasty
点燃了民族革命的火种
ignited the spark of the national revolution
没有太平天国就不会有后来辛亥革命一举成功的条件
without the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom, there would not have been the conditions for the subsequent Xinhai Revolution to succeed.
那么问题来了。
So the question is,
为什么近30年这股妖魔化太平天国的思潮能够长驱直入
Why has this trend of demonizing the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom been able to spread so widely over the past 30 years?
几乎毫无阻力地占领了舆论场
Almost completely dominated the public opinion field
这背后的问题 恐怕比太平天国本身更值得我们深思。
The problem behind this is probably more worth our consideration than the Taiping Rebellion itself.
这三十年间
In these 30 years,
关于太平天国的学术研究
regarding the academic research on the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom,
其实从未停步
actually never stopped.
大量扎实
abundant, solid,
严谨的成果不断涌现
Rigorous results are emerging one after another.
但真正渗透进大众认知的恰恰不是这些用史料和逻辑搭建起来的研究。
But the real penetration into public perception is not these studies built on historical data and logic.
而是那些经过精心选择、刻意放大的碎片化叙事。
Instead, it is the carefully selected and deliberately magnified fragmented narratives.
两者之间的落差才是这个现象。
The difference between them is the cause of this phenomenon.
真正的核心所在。
The real core